My journey to La Partería, to becoming a midwife, probably started before I knew it had started. My abuelita and my abuelito were attending births all the time and helped everyone in the community. My mom gave birth 12 times, 10 of those times at home. And then the last time she gave birth, it was not a vaginal birth. She had a complication, and she ended up dying in childbirth. My name is Maria Ramos Ascension Bracamontes, and I'm a Mexican midwife. Right now, I currently work at Salud para la Gente. It's a federally qualified healthcare center working with farm workers, specifically Mixteca campesinas. I was born in Ayotitlán, Jalisco, Mexico. I came to the US for the first time when I was 5 years old. Watsonville is mostly farm worker, migrant, undocumented people that come to work the strawberry field specifically. And I grew up in San Cruz, but when we first moved here, we were farm workers. I always knew that I wanted to work with indigenous women. A lot of the campesinas had menstrual cycle issues, heavy bleeding. I just knew that I wanted to support them outside of the clinic, and I wanted to connect in a deeper level, and I wanted to be able to use remedies that they know and that work for them. I knew that it was not enough to be able to see them in clinic, but I just didn't know how it was going to happen anytime soon that I could offer traditional care. Okay, si tienes hambre, and then you're tired. When I found myself pregnant during the pandemic, myself being deprived of the traditional care that I was so excited to receive, that's when I decided to start making medicines for campesinas. When I found out that we're gonna get stimulus checks, I just felt so awful about the fact that only the privileged people were gonna get it, not the people that really needed them. And I just couldn't believe that was happening. And this pregnancy, I was just so emotional all the time, and I was just crying and thinking about how am I gonna help. That's when I decided to use my whole stimulus check to do something that I've been thinking about for a while, which was provide menstrual care products and traditional remedies to campesinas and masks. In a womb care kit, we have the menstrual pads, we have a tea, a womb tea, we have Dr. Bronner's soap, we have a salve, and we have masks and a bandana. I've been making the fire cider and also a tincture for the lungs to protect against the virus and also when the fires happened. Sometimes we've been able to make specialty bags for the pregnancy or for the postpartum period or for teens. My story is very overwhelming. You know, when a parent dies, for any child, you know, you develop some sort of trauma. But I didn't quite understand how my mother dying during childbirth had impacted my life or my decision to get into birth work. I wasn't super clear, but now I am.